This is Fresh Air. The Collective is drummer Cecil Brooks III's first record up front as a leader. Brooks is just 28, and the other players he's assembled, Jerry Allen, Greg Osby, Gary Thomas, and Lonnie Plaxico, are also young musicians who can play bop, free jazz, and jazz funk. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Players on Cecil Brooks' new album, The Collective, on the Muse label, have each recorded in more or less mainstream or post-bop groups, with such leaders as Art Blakey, Andrew Hill, Wallace Roney, and Ralph Peterson. Three of these musicians have worked together regularly, too. Alto saxophonist Greg Osby, tenor saxophonist Gary Thomas, and bassist Lonnie Plaxico are all in Jack DeJohnette's band, Special Edition. But Cecil Brooks' new record is the first time that so many of these versatile young Turks have recorded together in a straight-ahead setting. Leader and drummer Cecil Brooks III has also appeared in varied contexts. He's worked with soul jazz tenor player Houston Person and with the forward-looking pianist Michelle Rosewoman. By the way, Brooks's father is an accomplished jazz drummer too. Here, Brooks seems determined to prove that young players who do a little of everything haven't skimped on the basics. The album includes a couple of ballads and blowing tunes by Wes Montgomery and Benny Golson. Greg Osby shows why he's one of the best young ballad players around on Claire Fisher's tune, We'll Be Together Again. One nice thing about Cecil Brooks' album is that you get to really hear those saxophones. On their own recent records, Greg Osby and Gary Thomas have kept them wrapped up in electronics. Thomas plays some typically hard-driving tenor on Brooks' calypso called Ace Boy. I like the way the drummer takes the beat and runs with it. That skittering downward run that Thomas throws in at the end is the sort of lick you hear all over the place these days, played by everyone from the groundbreaking new sax star, Steve Coleman, to the well-versed commercial saxophonist, Michael Brecker. It's a sign of how harmonically sophisticated modern saxophonists are, and how easily a catchy phrase can get around. On calypsos like that one, jazz piano players often evoke the sound of Caribbean steel drums. Jerry Allen shows that she's no exception. most outward bound composition on Cecil Brooks's album is Greg Osby's The Sketch is the Key. It's typical of the intricate but swinging lines that many young players write. I really like the variety on Cecil Brooks' new album. He knows how to write a good vehicle for soloists, and how to pick good songs he didn't write. This isn't a spectacular album by any means, but it does show that younger musicians can put together the kind of solid and unpretentious blowing date that jazz musicians made 25 years ago, and that they can do it without copying the sound of a 25-year-old session.
The music we've heard is from Cecil Brooks III's new album, The Collective, on the Muse label. Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and to Cadence. This is Fresh Air.